The three of you see the necromancer approach. They're moving quickly along the water. You can't see their feet moving, and every once in a while they sort of flicker out and get closer.
I gotta learn that.
They are wearing a dark cloak, sort of a three-quarters length that goes down to their knees, a hood over their head, and the mask on their face. And that mask is flickering also between bronze and silver and other types of metal and materials. And there's steam rising up from behind it. You can see the bell in their hand and the sword in the other one. And we start initiative with them at medium range. Once again, with the medium range.
Medium range.
Two PC slots.
So they're not dead, right? They're alive.
They are alive. Yep.
How tall are they?
Around 6 feet.
So three Talons. Two Talons. Two Talons.
About. Yeah.
About two Talons.
Oh boy. Okay.
I think Roberto's going to lead with a power cord of destruction. I think he's going to just cast a lightning bolt at him.
With the lightning effect added?
Heck yeah.
All right, plus one difficulty for medium range.
So that's three. I'm going to upgrade on him. Sound good?
Yeah, go for it. Come on.
Can I get a boost because I have my toe on his cord?
No.
You can get a boost.
The cord's not really going to affect anything. That was it's a tripwire, essentially.
And you stepped on it and tripped it on purpose.
Okay. So that is one to cast a spell, one for medium range, one for lightning.
Are you trying to add
auto fire?
Auto fire two. You're going to do a four purple check?
I thought lightning is auto fire.
No.
You have to add an additional difficulty.
Hmm.
Lightning is stun, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm going to aim. Not double aim, just aim.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't need double aim anything these days.
Impact. Knockdown. Don't need that. Yeah, I'm just going to stun the dude. I'm just going to blast him. I'm not going to auto fire because I'm not going to get advantages. I'm not going to get advantages. Dang it, I got the advantages I needed.
Well, now you can trigger stun.
Yeah.
And get your strain back.
Exactly. I'm going to take two and pass two.
All right.
What's your intellect?
My intellect is two.
Are you wanting to use stun?
Oh, yeah.
That would cost two. Your two advantages.
Yeah. What does stun do? I absolutely want it.
Extra damage. Yep. So your knowledge in lore or forbidden? How many ranks?
Dose two.
Okay.
Two and forbidden.
So we're taking two strain for your stun and two... Three.
Okay. Oh, intellect three. Yeah. Sorry. Whoa.
Three. So four damage. Okay. That happened. So what does that look like? What'd you do?
He's playing a springtime song. He's playing his encouraging song for his friends and allies. And then he turns and hits a hard note on his lute and sends a lightning bolt crashing towards the necromancer, trying to light him up.
Yeah, the lightning bolt hits the necromancer in the chest and he's knocked back a little bit as it deals some strain damage. They reach up and fix their mask. And who's next?
Talana, go.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted me to go, if you wanted to go.
He's medium range. I'd be wasting my motion just trying to get close to him. So I'm letting you guys go long range and then I'll get him next time.
And I didn't give you my bow, which you're really good at using.
I shot it once.
So, because I'm medium range, and I've been reaching out to try to get my power, I'm going to try to use the water against the necromancer, and I'm going to try to control it. So, she's going to grab the water, and she's going to try to use it like a hammer and beat him with it.
Okay. So, it's a magical attack, and it's at medium range, so you're adding one purple for range. And we are going to upgrade the check once with a flip because you are nowhere near the source of your magic.
Hmm.
Okay, so red and a purple I'm going against, right?
Yep. Do you want to add any effects to it?
Let's do impact.
So that's one more purple.
One more purple.
Yeah.
And I'm going to upgrade my green into a yellow. And then I get a boost die from Roberto.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'm going to aim. And all right. I'm going to roll.
There you go.
Yes!
Hey, there's the triumph!
Yes!
All right, two successes, one advantage, and a triumph.
Yay! I got a triumph on something that's not just a pen.
What is Talana's cunning?
3 cunning.
All right, and what did you add onto that with the difficulty? You added impact.
Impact.
So one advantage is not enough to trigger impact, but you could trigger it with your triumph if you wanted, or you could use your advantage and triumph on something else.
I was just thinking that. Can I disarm him and have his mask fall off completely, like, shatter? Like, he was
You
hit.
Want to shatter their mask for the triumph?
Yeah.
But and what am I going to wear later? What is Roberto really going to wear later if he doesn't have that mask?
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
He does his necromancer.
Because you're a saint.
So I want to smash his mask for the triumph. And then for the advantage, I want to give myself a boost die for my next magic attack.
For an advantage, you can give the next PC.
The next PC?
Yeah. Which will either be Tekoa or Hans.
How about an advantage be that I get closer to him so that I'm not in just medium range?
You can use your maneuver to get closer. And that won't cost the advantage.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll get closer. And then the advantage, I'll go ahead and I'll give it to Tekoa so it'll make him go next.
Okay, so what does your spell look like?
She reaches out and she's trying so hard and she sees Hans and she's like, you know what? I'm just going to use my magic. I'm just going to do it anyways. I don't care if he says I can't do it. I don't care if he's making fun of me. And so I'm just going to pull, like, I just know with all the fiber in my being I can do this. And I'm going to grab the water and I'm going to make it, like, form it like it's a hammer. And I'm just going to smash him in the face with it as hard as I can. Like, just, it's just going to grow to the right size and just smash him in the face.
As you whip that water up, you hear Hans, all right. And that impact of that on the necromancer's face, you hear the crack and it rings almost like a bell and it shatters and they are knocked back into the side a little bit. They turn from sideways and looking towards the group of you. You see that steam rising from the space where the mask was. Their eyes are like white fire. And where they are touching the water, steam is rising up. As they raise their bell, you can see their hand. It's almost skeletal, but black and dripping with water or magic or something. And you hear the
toll
of the bell. And something rises out of the water.
Oh, no. Guys, you know how I told you there was really bad stuff in this water?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, we don't have an option, do we?
Nope.
This thing rises out of the water. And it is white and red. And you can see that it has sort of this misty essence to it, and there are ribs protruding from the front. Its head is less a head and more just a shape, almost geometric. Mm-hmm. And it rises at the edge of the stream, right next to Tekoa.
Oh, great.
Does this look like a angel from Neo Genesis Evangelion?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't see.
You can do a check to identify it if you want.
I would love to.
On your turn.
In other words, using your turn.
Do it at a... But I don't want to.
I don't want to do it on your turn. Oh, boy.
It...
I don't like that wow.
That's a... No, that wow was that roll stinks. Because I can't ever hit Tekoa.
I mean, you hit me. You got a success.
All right. It...
I'm not taunting you. Out of, just saying.
Yep. It rises out of the water in front of Tekoa and reaches an arm back and slashes forward. And he feels the impact of bone or metal or something inside this misty essence of this creature, and it deals 7 damage.
So you did hit me.
It's the most I've ever done.
Okay.
The necromancer
does 3 damage.
Picks himself up, and as they do, you can see the remnants of a face. They've been in death for so long. That mask was to hide that they're barely what they were when they started on this path. They look like they may have been a Seaketh at one point, but they're well beyond that now.
Oh boy.
They move a little bit further away from the group of you.
As in like a maneuver back? As in long range?
Yeah, as in a maneuver away from you.
Okay. Yeah.
Tekoa or Hans?
Hans.
Then he gets my advantage.
Yeah.
He gets your boost.
Yeah, I think that's fair because you're his author.
What do you want Hans to do?
So since he's supposed to be magical, and since he knows all about magic, I'm assuming he knows magic of some sort. And being that he knows both types of magic, he probably would know both types of magic, being that he would be able to theorize which is more pure than the other.
Okay. You just convinced me that Hans is the same thing that just appeared in front of Tekoa.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
It's kind of creepy.
Okay, so we can do magic, I'm assuming.
Maybe a little. Okay, so what do you want Hans to do? Yes, he knows some magic.
So I want him to set the necromancer on fire.
I don't think he can do that sort of magic.
Okay, can he drown the necromancer?
Potentially.
Or the creature?
Who is Hans' target?
The necromancer, because if you kill the necromancer, then everything that he raises will die.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the necromancer is at distance.
Hans, kill the necromancer!
I'll see what I can do.
Awesome, help me, because I smashed his face in for you.
That was a good hit.
So Hans attempts to access magic, and he says, "This isn't so easy when you're dead." And he tries to reach out, but he cannot access the magic that he knows he should be able to use.
Great.
Okay, well, Hans, tell me how to use the magic that you know how to use, and maybe I can access it.
You seem to be doing it pretty well.
Grumping about things.
Tekoa?
If I leave the creature's going to eat Roberto's face. Darn it! Okay, so, how big is this thing?
It's taller than you.
Well, yeah,
maybe a foot taller than you.
Okay, so not like the bone construct. I can't parkour it. Okay, fair. All right. That's fine. You know what? I'm just going to attack it because that's what I do. I'll start with attacking it. We'll see how it goes from there.
But do you have anything that does first strike?
Yeah, like that's that? my coral rate training gives me the +2 to this first hit. All
right.
So yeah, we'll do that. I've got one boost because
you're thanks. Encouraged.
Encouraged. And I'm aiming because that's always a good thing.
One defense.
It has one defense. Okay, cool. So that's one black.
And
that's, let's see, 2 purple. Add my boost back in. Add the 2 purples in. Add the black in. Are you flipping or are you keeping it?
I'm not.
Okay. So this roll currently stands at 3 yellows, 2 blues, 2 purples, and a black. I'm going to smash this thing. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, smash this thing. I didn't get any advantages, but 4 successes hurts. So yeah, that's 3, pierce 3, damage wise, that is +4 to my brawn, which is 3, so that's 7, and then the damage itself, which is 4, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Coral rate training?
Oh, you're right, 11, 12, 13, that's 13 damage with the pierce 3. So my thought is, to describe what I'm doing, it hits me, I stumble forward. Tekoa turns around, and obviously his sister is like, you know, a second later is turning around with him. He runs, or, you know, lunges at this thing and goes to jam his sword, the jab breaker, right up into its rib cage and like pull out. Just one of those quick, like a reverse gut stab kind of thing. That's what he's going for.
And it slices and shatters. And as you jam breaker in there, you see the shadow of a sword in your sister's hands as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was thinking, like, the shadow moves.
Yeah. Bits of bright white bone explode from the center of this creature. It is almost cut in half.
Oh.
But it's still hanging on by a thread. Top of the round.
Oh, that's close. I tried to one-shot it. I tried.
Mm-hmm. Talana, you're charging him down.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, I'm going towards him, yes.
Mark, what did you want to do with that threat? Did it matter?
Yeah, it does matter.
Okay.
I think in doing that, the blow that you gave this creature was actually harder than it needed to be.
Okay.
And you are going to strain yourself a little bit. One strain.
That's fair. I'm definitely in the mode of overkill because this place.
Now we're still on the River Mirror, right?
Yep.
And he's on the River Mirror. Or they are.
Yep.
Yeah. Does Talana want to charge and attack again?
I think I want to. So I'm assuming you want me to go first this time.
Totally offering it.
That's fine. I'll go first. So she will. She's trying to get close to him, but he moved back to medium range for her.
Yeah.
So she is going to reach with Primal again because she is not in engage, so she can't use her axe yet. So she is going to use the water to, like, a whip, and mm-hmm. she wants to whip him and also pull him closer to her.
Hmm. Interesting.
So she wants it to whip and hit him and hurt him, but also pull him closer.
And you're attempting to add manipulative, which is technically arcana only.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would work. I think you could add ensnare, and that would make it so that they can't move anymore. Yeah.
How about knockdown? Because then he has to strain himself to get up because we all took strain, so obviously he has to take strain to get out of the river too.
I could do that. Knockdown.
I'm just thinking out loud of things that are mean. You could do blast.
Yeah, he's far enough away from everybody.
Yeah.
So, what am I rolling against initially?
You're rolling 2 purple for the range.
2 purple. And then if I add blast, that's an extra purple.
Yeah. Here's something that I forgot in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They're adversary 2. So 2 of those purples are actually reds.
Ew.
So yeah. 2 red and a purple.
No, just 2 reds. Oh, yeah, depending on what you add to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay. Then
I don't like that.
Your encouraging song helped us narratively get some kick butt moves in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use the flip the point.
Heck yeah, do it.
To upgrade.
No. Yeah, sure, go for it.
Point.
And let's see. And there's no boost I can get, is there? So
you can aim.
Oh, I'm going to aim.
Yeah. You can always aim.
I was just thinking I can aim.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll roll. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Oh, you girl.
I saved them all for the last. I saved all the tries for the last session. Right?
Yeah. For those at home, it's 4 successes, 1 advantage, and 1 triumph.
Beautiful.
Still can't crit.
No.
But.
And I have a cunning of 3.
What are your special things on it? What did you add?
Oh, this is just primal.
No, what did you add to the spell?
Oh, I added knockdown to knock him down.
Knockdown. Which you could do with the triumph. One advantage is not enough to knock down.
Well, let me take the advantage and give it to AJ, since he wants to go next.
Or whoever's next.
He's like, I want the advantages. I will take all the advantages. I'm going to have him drop his bell.
Oh.
Okay.
And hopefully the current will take it away.
I think it's too heavy for that. Sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, at least he's not in his hand, and he has to like use 2 strain to get up. And no.
Well, you didn't knock him down, but yeah.
I didn't knock him down, but you know, at least.
So what did that look like? What did Talana do?
So Talana is angry at him. How dare you try to run away from me, you little loser! You hurt my friend. You try to kill us all. So I'm gonna take the water. She is going to. Yeah, she's going to summon the water. She's going to try to grab it. And, like, all the little rocks and stuff, she's going to have, like, be, like, the end of, like, the whip that she's forming. And she is going to swing it at the water with like little rocks and pointy stuff at the end to slam into him and try to hurt him. And she's going to yank back the whip and,
great,
you know, tear flesh or whatever.
So you whip this water at the necromancer, and as it hits their hand and the bell, and the bell goes flying. And as it flies, you hear it ring. Let's see.
But it was a triumph.
It was a triumph.
A triumph, they got us a bad guy anymore. In it. Congratulations, you used a triumph. Now you have another bad guy to fight.
Yeah. The bell goes flying off into the river, and you hear a splash distant. And as it rings, three shapes begin to rise from the water. Dark, bony, dead things. Not in anybody's control.
Hmm. Fine.
Attack the necromancers!
AJ?
I'm making it worse by getting a triumph.
You know, you're the only one who gets punished.
All those story points. I had to use them. I had to give you one back.
I mean, Joy, it just goes to show you, you should never roll triumphs. You know, it's only allowed for AJ to roll all the triumphs.
Yeah.
The necromancer doesn't have their bell anymore.
Yeah, that's
huge. Whatever
huge.
Is in the water is not under their control.
No. Okay. So you've got options. You've got a barely alive thing that I just like almost split in half. You've got the necromancer, and then you got three undead things. You got lots of targets.
I'm going to play a power chord of lightning that's going to blast him into the dead things. And the dead things will devour him.
The necromancer?
So you want to use...
Manipulate.
Oh. Manipulate.
Oh.
Okay. So the dead things are between you and the necromancer. So we're starting out with two reds as your difficulty for range. And then an additional purple for manipulate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely going to aim it.
And you get a boost from me.
And a boost from you.
Mm-hmm.
One success, one advantage.
Ooh, hey! Holy crap! Well, that, I don't know if you can trigger manipulate with that.
You may spend one advantage
to
move.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh!
So what does that look like when you pull this necromancer to short range?
It looks like Roberto sends out that lightning. He plays an obnoxious note of like pick on the string as it goes out, just raking along the string, and what do you call that? Sends out
like
a hand
that
grabs him.
A hand of lightning.
Uh huh. And pulls him back in.
It crackles across the water, snaking between legs and rocks. And it grabs him and pulls him towards these dead things. That's what you want?
That's what I want.
Okay. He's now much further away from his bell. Curse you all.
I mean, if Jelena hadn't rolled a lot of triumphs, he wouldn't have half his arsenal.
Who's
to save all the triumphs for the last session? It's fine.
Yeah, Roberto says, seems like you're being consumed by the dead. Let's see if you can feed them a little more. Don't eat Talana. Don't eat Talana. Don't eat Talana.
You did pull him into them, so.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Ooh.
What the heck? What did he roll the triumph? What the heck?
Yeah. Okay.
You're not supposed to get triumphs.
I'm worried about the four successes, to be fair. I mean, you got two threats.
Oh.
The necromancer is pulled towards this group of undead. He still has his sword in his hand, and you get a better look at his face. Just almost, it's white. Roberto's been going a little whiter on the edges from being in death. This person has been in death for ages. They are paler than anybody you've ever seen. The place around their eyes is just sunken back like a skull, and that those white flames are rising up from his sockets. He raises his sword against one of these undead things and slashes down at it. And as he slashes through it, it just puddles.
Oh, gosh.
And returns to the river. What to do with that triumph?
Kill another one.
Another one.
Nah, that's too easy. Okay. What do I do with that?
What the heck?
The thing that is attacking Takoa, it swings its hands, its arms, its bony appendages at him and just misses. Takoa dodges to the left and to the right. Takoa backs towards the river. And as he backs towards the river, he stumbles over that cord at the anchor point.
Oh.
And as he steps on it, he feels something in his gut.
Oh.
And that connection that he has with Thea, the two of you seem to go in different directions.
Oh, dear. Okay. Do you want me to roll a discipline check?
What I want to do is have you take 3 strain.
Okay.
And a setback on your next check.
Ooh, okay. I like this narration. Okay, cool. All right. Hey, I'm at 5 strain. Oh, boy.
You got to be kidding. Okay.
Holy crap. Oh,
okay.
You reduce it just a little bit. You're like, oh, no.
Got to be. This is ridiculous. Okay. So these dead things begin to claw at the necromancer.
Just as I had planned.
Clawing at their face and arms and any exposed area possible. And you hear the necromancer grunt with pain. Who's next?
Oh, boy. How close is he? He's at short range now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going.
You still got a thing on you, though.
Yeah.
You're pulling a Roberto.
I mean...
You're going for the big bad guy when there's a guy right on your butt.
I mean... A thing that's barely alive right on my butt. Yeah. No, I will not do the Roberto. I'll go after this thing.
You are reckless, just so you know.
I am reckless.
You are.
I will check my motivations just to make sure, just because I know I don't mind being reckless. Compulsion, vengeance is my desire. Flaws, compulsion. Yeah.
Vengeance is... Right in front of you.
Yeah, that's my desire for sure. But the compulsion... Ooh, yeah. Compulsion's a little bit different, but it's still an adrenaline thing. So I'm not feeling... Okay, so I stepped on the cord. How did that make me feel as far as... I mean, I took strain, but you said it made me and Thea go separate directions for a second. What do you mean?
Yeah,
like, mentally, how am I... How do I process?
It's like your guts went one way and you went the other.
Okay.
Yeah, more physical than anything else.
Gotcha. Okay, so he's gonna, obviously, he's you know, like, stumbles and catches himself and is like...
Thea stumbles and catches herself a second and a half later.
And normally we were focused, laser focused on this thing. And we look up and we see the necromancer that close. With undead around him, who gives a crap?
It's him.
Let's get him. And he's gonna go for it. So, spending a maneuver to move into engaged range with the necromancer. Pulling out breaker. Let's see. So, I want to narrate this once I get situated. So, that's 2 reds. It's 2 reds and a setback because of that other creature.
Flip.
Yeah. I've only got 1 point, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll flip
Vengeance.
It.
Vengeance!
I'll flip it. Okay, that gets me a green. All right, and I'm doing any talents that I'm using. Let's double check. No, I'm not doing any talents. Yeah, this is just straight going for him. Okay, so narratively wise, they catch each other. She says, it's him. And he's like, let's get him. And then they both run at him from either side of the swarm of undead that are on him. And then, you know, they're going to swing back into each other, obviously, because that's the way the thread works. But for the split moment, they were apart. So they rush at him from either side, like flanking him. and then come back together as he jumps up in the air and swings down with Breaker, trying to cleave him in twain. No successes. Nothing. Zero. In other words, he brought up his sword and, oh, that's going to look sweet.
Oh, I love that.
He brings up his sword, and as yours hits it, it bursts into a white hot flame.
Oh, gosh. Yep. It's definitely that whole Jedi thing.
All right. You all control Hans.
Hans, hit him.
Joy, no. If he rolls a despair, it's going to hit me.
That's true.
There's this buddy creature over here is barely alive. Can we, but do you want him to hit, do you think Hans?
Kill the creature. Kill it. Come on, Hans, show me what you got.
Try something Hans, easier.
Punch it. Hit it.
Hans can't use magic. Melts into the water and appears behind that creature. Yeah. And his...
Oh, jeez!
His arms, these liquid things, burst out to the left and right into almost scythe-like appendages. And he swings one left and swings one right, and the creature falls into pieces into the water and melts away.
Wow. And you got a triumph.
All right. We've got four successes, one advantage, one triumph. That was the four successes. What do we got for the advantage and triumph?
Triumph should be an upgrade for the next PC.
We can do that.
And advantage... I don't know. What do you guys think?
Can be a boost for the next PC.
Really
stacked roll coming up.
Yeah, let's do that. A boost and a upgrade. We'll do that.
As the creature falls, the necromancer is caught off guard.
Can I go?
Can we go? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm asking this. I'm asking.
Oh, no, yeah, you are. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Go for it.
Because of the connection and the way everything was kind of playing out. Okay. So that's an automatic. There's a boost and there's a...
Upgrade.
And then there's an aim and then there's two reds. Yeah. Okay, so clashing. He's caught off guard because we took the thing out. So Tekoa, in that moment, he's bearing down on the guy's sword and it's bursting into white flames. And he's like seeing this guy's face lit up with the flame. You know, the flames is like the emotional moment there. And then he pulls off, goes for a feint. The guy goes high. Then he swings and goes, try to disembowel him. So that's what the narrativeness of this is. Let's see if this hits. It hits, but I got a despair. Three successes, three advantages, and a despair. So,
all right, what's our damage here?
Okay, so we got Pierce 3. So we'll start with that. Then we've got Brana 3. 4 is the damage. That's 7. Then 8, 9, 10. So that's 10 damage. Pierce 3.
Critical.
And then I'm letting him get in the damage first, and then we can work on the crits.
So the options for it.
The crit on this weapon is, well, it's got Sunder attack. If I choose an item, it's damaged by one step per advantage spent, but I've got three advantages. Oh gosh, that would shatter it.
Breaker slides along this white hot blade as the flames flicker and sparks fly off as the two meet. The symbols on the edge of Breaker for breaking and protection, they glow as Tekoa raises the blade and swings it at this necromancer's midsection. It connects and slices straight across. The necromancer falls to his knees, and you see the white flames of its eyes begin to dim and go out.
So he slices him in the chest and he's... That was for my family. Rest in peace.
The necromancer falls into the water, and you see them slowly begin to move with the current. Their form changes to just a simple shape moving down the river. Their cloak seems to dissipate, and the sword moves with them. Can I spend that to spare before you do your advantages?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thea begins to separate from Takoa, her movements not matching her brother's anymore. And she begins to move with the current. And as she does so, those two dead things, feeling the little bit of spark of life that Takoa's left in her, grab onto her and begin to pull her away. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Other Place. The Other Place is a production of Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.